targeting burbot in the evenings can bring you some great fishing action. We'll tell you how next on Western Life Radio.
Gun-free school zones make for soft targets for those who would do school violence. Utah schools are not soft targets, thanks to the education provided by FasterUtah.org.
Get ready to ride PWCs and OHVs this summer season with Utah State Parks Online Education. OHV education is required for youth aged to 15, and PWC education is required for youth aged 12 to 17. Utah's personal watercraft and off-highway vehicle youth education programs required by law are now online at www.stateparks.utah.gov.
When carrying a firearm, always treat it as if it were loaded. Always keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you're ready to fire. Never let your muzzle point at anything you're not willing to destroy. And always be sure of your target, its environment, and any other safety hazards. This announcement's been brought to you by TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Catch some burbot this summer with similar techniques you use in the winter. Ron Stewart, with the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources, tells us how.
People got out in boats, and from what I'm hearing from the biologists up at Flaming Gorge, is some of these guys are still targeting burbot during the summer, and some of them are actually doing quite well. They're fishing off the rocky points, starting basically the same type of thing they would do during the winter, except they're doing it in the summer. And the population is a little bit stronger up in Wyoming, but there's still places down here in Utah where you could fish for burbot as well and catch some at night. But you just got to remember to target them. A lot of people, when they go out and they troll during the day, they forget that they can actually fish for burbot at night. Yeah, you want to be out a little bit before dark, just mostly so you know exactly where you are and get yourself set up so that when it does get dark, you know how to find your way back. Make sure you got the right lights and know what landmarks are going to look like, so that you can find your way back. And then starting really an hour or two before it gets dark is when you get your stuff down, start a little bit deeper, and then work your way into the shallower water. And they'll be in the rocks. They're looking mostly for crayfish. And so if you target those areas that have a lot of crayfish in it, or should have a lot of crayfish, you should be also targeting the burbot.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.